morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Henrietta Goodman, reading a poem called Play Flight by Becca Carson. Play Flight. A short flight taken near the hive to acquaint young bees with their immediate surroundings. Here's your one chance, fancy don't let me down, we're singing in the back seat, not knowing our papa will park the Bronco on the railroad tracks after we're both asleep, just practicing beneath the peeling billboard lit up, Jesus loves you, won't you let him save your life? Fancy, indelicate marionette she is, does what her mama says and leaves with only the red dancing dress and what the good Lord gave her. Except the good Lord says, do not profane your daughter by making her a harlot, Leviticus 19:29. Like every other Christian, she must be the exception, you reckon. 2 decades past our mother's death, Kelly will be dancing in Vegas, hoping, be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you, will be enough to pull her through. And I'll miss her call, walking to the gas station for cigarettes with a switchblade in my boot, wishing my own mama had left me a locket, saying, to thine own self be true. But my mama left me a baby sister and genetics bound to misfire at any moment, and maybe heirlooms are always heavier than we imagined by the time they're given to us, and maybe without a red dancing dress we did our damn best. So Callie will spend Thanksgiving in rehab, and by the end of July, in Michigan, the ashes of our alcoholic grandfather will have flecked the sides of an offshore rig while the rest of us imbibe, still thirsty, still using our claws to dig until amaranthine dusk seeps in through the screen porch like the Merlot our papa still drinks when he's alone. And we order our gin without ice like Grandpa did because nothing lasts in this kind of heat. Bar windows, locomotive with karaoke bass, buzzing the glass panes of every bay window. But when the fancy song comes on, Kelly and I don't look at each other, we don't sing along, for the lips of a harlot are like honeycomb dropping, and her throat is smoother than oil. Proverbs 5:3. And by now we have both learned where sweetness comes from. We hold hands on the porch swing, swaying like every backseat hour miles behind us, until darkness reaches our absconded hive of paralytic hypocrites, drinking to memories fermented finally into sweetness and a life fulfilled in the name of the Father, the Marionette, and the Holy Ghost. That was a poem called Play Flight by Becca Carson.